totally replied. Yeah, because I moved it. Okay. So let's put it over there. I don't have to worry about it.
Ready for this?
Okay.
All set? Cool. All right, it is PowerPoint time. I've done more PowerPoints in this particular experiment than I've ever done in my life before this experiment.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun. So here we have our detailed design meeting where we will look at the prototype. And I finally figured out what this whole second bullet point is about in my that my coach was sending to me. It means I'm supposed to read the minutes from the previous meeting.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think. I don't know. Otherwise, it's just saying I'm the secretary, and I'm therefore I'm taking the minutes. So, just to go just real briefly to go over minutes from the last meeting. I will open them slowly. No. Wait for it. Wait for it.
No, that's not you.
No, that's not me. Wait. This is very high-powered stuff here. Double-clicking. There we go. So, basically, the moral of the story from our last meeting was that we had meetings from, we had presentations done by the industrial designer, from Nathan and Ron and from Sarah, about what we can do here, and what sort of limitations we're operating with, what limitations we're operating under, what kind of risk we'd be looking at with some of the various approaches we were discussing. And we essentially came to the conclusion that we should develop a remote with a voice recognition that had a vaguely non-remote-like shape, because you didn't really need to use it as a remote, since you could just use your voice. It would include some, mostly just the simple design features for television operation, but with a slide or a fold-out bay for more advanced functions for users. The UID and the ID were asked to go ahead and start developing a prototype for us to look at. So, that's sorted. Back to the main meet here. Go ahead and take it away, guys.
Well, we have assembled our prototype. What's to be said about it? We took into account a lot of things that we went over in the last meeting. Some of the most important things to consider are that we decided not to go for the touchscreen, which you can see, and opted for some very large buttons for the primary functions. This is going to be the on and off button, and we have these buttons to go through the channels, and then two volume buttons down here. We decided those were the most important buttons. And then for the more advanced functions, there's a slide-out panel here. You can see that there are lots of other things going on. But this actually can slide back in, and provides a very nice aesthetic when it's all put away. As far as the whole visible light thing, we decided to go with multiple colors coming out.
Nice.
Why not?
Fair enough.
Of course, if that's annoying for some people, that function can be turned off.
Perfect.
It's important to, we talked quite a bit about the interchangeable faces, and what we've done here is come up with a bit of a natural look here.
Right.
We call it fruity.
Appropriate. Okay.
Right. Of course, that's interchangeable, and I think it would be desirable for the regular product in the first packaging to be something a little bit more subdued. But this is kind of something that can be done.
It is an option.
And as you can see on the television there, we have the voice detector device.
Oh right.
On the top.
I see.
So that will work quite well with regard to finding this contraption. What other things do we see here? Well, If you give it a touch, it does have actually a bit of a spongy feel. So I think that will work well with regards to our market. Let's see. Well, clearly there's going to be some more colors and whatnot available. Do you have anything else to add to that?
What about the materials? It is the entire thing is covered in a rubber coating, so it's very durable. It's not going to break like some types of plastic that's dropped. And of course, as you can see, and if you touch it, it does have that nice squishy feel.
It's actually important to note that the television, if there's an earthquake or anything like that, it actually is edible inside.
I don't know if you noticed, but I wrote the company's name.
Oh, well done, yes. Yeah.
This is actually an apple on the inside.
Do we need to worry about rot factors?
It's encased in a new
Okay, there's preservatives involved.
Yeah. We got a bit ahead of ourselves. I know we're not talking about making televisions.
Edible televisions. No. It's a wave of the future.
It's a couple years off, at least.
A possible new product. But I think that sums up the main features of the remote.
Right.
I don't know if you guys have any questions or whether we need to worry about any other marketing areas or anything of that nature. Did we come in under budget?
We did, yeah. This cost, well, to put this into production, looking at about, what was our goal? It was €12.50. And this actually came in at about €11.99. So I was quite pleased with that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we didn't do, obviously we had a choice with the buttons, whether to use scroll buttons or standard rubber buttons. But we just went for a classic rubber button.
Mm-hmm.
And since we did that, we didn't have to use as many microchips, which was quite nice. And that's what helped keep the cost down.
Brilliant.
So even though it has a lot of modern technology, for example, the voice recognition, in a lot of ways it's just a simple remote. And I think if we shopped around for other manufacturers, we might be able to get it even cheaper.
Did we talk about the voice recognition option?
Oh, no. We haven't talked about that yet, have we?
So on the back here, you'll notice this area here, which is actually the voice recognition console. And I think it's nicely designed into the overall look. But basically, the voice recognition incorporates the latest designs that our research team has been able to come up with. Basically, quite similar to the coffee maker design that we were talking about earlier. And I think that has given a proven ease of use and whatnot.
Yeah.
And allows features like the remote actually talking back to the user.
Cool. Any questions?
No. I think that's.
Do we have other, for lack of a better word, skins, covers in play now? Are those going to be developed later once we see how the couple we have go? Or do we know where we stand on that yet?
Well, we didn't quite have enough material.
Oh, I was expecting a prototype. I just didn't know if you guys had any in mind
right.
yet.
Well, as you can see, this is just a most superficial layer. And be very easy to put another layer.
Just
something else.
Really, yeah.
Like
okay.
Actually, this bottom red ring here just unclips, and then you put a new plate on top of that.
Right.
So, I mean, there are we definitely priced out a spongy, even spongier, non-natural look materials, which I think worked out fine. We also continued on with the ideas of following Apple's color schemes with kind of the light orange and green.
It's not quite a faceplate. It's more like a pseudo faceplate.
Okay.
Because it's simple enough that in the factory, we could very easily put a different one on. It locks into place such that, you know, it's pretty permanent. At the same time, if we want to go the other way, it's just a matter of a couple of adjustments, and we could go the faceplate way, if you know what I mean.
Yep. it's still an option if we
yeah.
need it. Very cool. Nice job.
Right, yeah, thanks guys. That's very, very good work. I like it. Brilliant. What we need to discuss now is the finance of it. You provided a number that actually sounds quite nice. The trouble is I was just given this by finance. It's a spreadsheet of the parts, and I've just tentatively put in what it's going to look like. I'm just going to clear this out real quickly. But it looks like... So we'll just, if we can just itemize what's in here, we've got this, it's a solar cell thing, right?
Right.
With a backup battery?
It's in there. Yeah.
With the back, okay.
The voice recognition area actually doubles as the solar cell area.
Clever, clever, well done. So I guess that would mean we've got a bit of a, it's a speaker and a sensor at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just making use of the same space and the same materials.
Okay.
But
In the case, it's more of a single curved case, I guess, would be that be the general?
Yeah, one big curve, I guess you could say.
And we've got a rubber skin material, basically, throughout. Push button interface with this other drop down. So maybe we've got two push button interfaces there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Special. I guess it's a. We've got a sort of a wood material, a rubbery type material.
Yeah, special.
Throughout, yeah.
I guess you'd have to mark special color and special form as well, wouldn't you? Because it is very unconventional.
Yeah, it's
like
quite unique. I like it. Yeah. It's so it looks like.
We're coming at 16.
A bit over
Whoa.
Budget.
Huh.
Isn't that chapter, So what we could do, perhaps, a simple fix would maybe to switch away from the solar cells, or take out the backup battery.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think that if we were talking about it being one of our main selling features, being environmental and with all the batteries and whatnot, although it does still have a battery, so I'm not sure that you know what the cell is on that.
I mean, we could take the battery out of it. You see, and it'd probably work 99% of the time, but you're going to have to set up a call center for that 1% of the time when people are calling and saying, oh, look, my remote isn't working. What
mm-hmm.
am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
People would be really upset. I think in the long run, it's better to keep the battery. And it's hard to scrap the whole solar battery idea because that's so integral to the theme that we have.
Well, it's difficult. We have all these things integral to the design of it that we just can't back out of now. It'd have to be, seems like we'd have to go back to square one in a way. If we were going to try to undo one bit, we'd probably have to undo most of it.
Yeah.
Although we don't want to get rid of the whole environmental. I mean, obviously, the solar cell is a big piece of the way we're marketing this as like a natural new thing. But honestly, if we cut that one piece out, we're actually coming in under budget, if I've done my math correctly.
I mean, you might be able to sway me on the idea that our main selling point could be already this voice recognition thing. I mean, that's what sets us apart, right?
Yeah, that's what's setting us into this young market. I mean, that's what we started from, so... I don't know, and I mean, you know, perhaps when the cell technology comes down in price, we can bring that back into the game, but it looks like at this point that may be out of our league.
And the reality is, you know, for me, from an ideological standpoint, I'd like to stick with the solar cell, but I kind of have to throw myself in the business structure and model here. And,
right.
It's
either or.
I think that we need to come to a compromise here and maybe move ahead with the project without the solar cell.
Yeah.
I think unfortunately that's our best option.
It's the only way we're going to get below our goal, isn't it? Mm. 1250.
Because we can't remove the push buttons because they are...
yeah.
We can't get rid of the... I mean, removing the changing the case wouldn't be so much of a
savings.
Nor would changing the case materials. So yeah, that looks like to be the only thing.
Yeah.
So that would be, it's a major change, but yeah.
Gotta all right,
so we're in agreement on that?
Unfortunately, I think we are.
I think that was a good compromise you brought forward, Sarah.
Right. Moving along swiftly. So I guess now we just go to the project evaluation, which I will allow.
That would be me. Cord?
Ah, of course, sorry.
No problem. Can you reach? That would be great. Thank you.
That'd be great.
I didn't even do that on purpose either. Okay. Basically, I was just evaluating from what we know of how our product's working right now with the criteria that we set at the beginning of these are the things we needed to do, these are the things that look like we feel are important. So I was looking at basic design things. Does it fulfill its function as a remote? Is the design what we wanted it to do? Are technologies up to where we'd hoped they would be? And does it fulfill the aesthetic qualities that our original market research was looking for? Basic questions like, you know, does it turn on? Does it respond to voice recognition? And overall, in general, it looks like it's coming up to par. The only thing is with the pullout panel, that is going to take some adjusting because it's a new sort of interface. That looked like it was coming up rough, but then once you get used to it, it does make a lot of sense. So I think overall we're headed in the right direction.
Really good.
So.
Like that spongy feel?
Yeah. It looks like it's going over well.
And
so.
The paging function works well. That's good to hear.
We're good.
We
yeah.
Worked hard on that one.
Yeah. It's. I think eventually, if we do branch out with this product, maybe when we do have higher budget options, and if it goes over with this model, we can look into. Wider range voice recognition, like from other rooms of the house and stuff. But for now, what we've got is working in the range we need it for, so it's all good.
Good.
I'm
that's
at this
everything
point
for
about
me.
Losing the solar panel.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, it is a setback, but okay. Do you need the cord back?
We might have lost that granola magnet again.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have tellies anymore, do they?
I guess that's true.
Right, so this one's a bit unclear to me, to be perfectly fair. I got this slide from the coach, and I'm not sure what it's connected to. So I guess we are going to discuss our project process, and that is going to go into my report. So I guess this is the point where we go out of role. It looks like, and talk about our satisfaction for room for creativity and so forth, and
okay.
How that all worked, I guess.
As in within the team?
I think so, yeah.
Right, so it's just
okay.
Kind of
I think
open
it's
mic kind of thing?
I think so.
Okay.
It is now. You're in charge, so there you go.
I'm not screwing up an experiment. But I trust that she would jump in if I was, so okay, fair enough.
Whatever.
Right. Any thoughts?
Are we considering these points here?
Yeah.
I think they're starting blocks, yeah.
What did you guys feel about the process?
You know, I think in general, for a day's worth of work, we actually relatively productive, considering the little amount of input we had going in.
Mm-hmm.
And the technology has definitely been a help. It's really been interesting to try out all this new stuff.
We didn't use the whiteboard at all.
No whiteboard.
We could now, if that would make up for it, but really.
And
I feel like if you guys had been designing in here, perhaps that would have changed, but because of room constraints, it doesn't really matter.
Also, had I not been intrigued about the pen, I don't think I would have used it at all. I didn't write barely anything.
Yeah, I think I was taking notes more often than usual just because of the pen.
That's true.
Yeah.
Was pretty cool tech, though.
Definitely.
I am disappointed I didn't get a note back from my personal coach.
Did you write your personal coach?
Yeah, but I didn't get a response. We'll see.
What if you get a response 2 or 3 months from now?
Okay, that would be kind of creepy.
Attempts to contact coach ineffective.
Well, what kind of coaching is that, really? What if I really needed something?
So I think there is a lot of room for creativity. We could do whatever basically
so.
We wanted until the budget came down on us.
And even then, we did get a decent product turned out, although it's not everything we wanted it to be.
Yeah,
with the natural look.
It's very natural.
Organic, really.
That's brilliant. So they had a peeler in here.
And highly resourceful teammates, might I add, which is always a plus.
Yeah, I think, I thought it was like really creative, actually. I mean,
yeah, I'm impressed.
The teamwork was good.
To prove that we weren't wasteful, we didn't waste a single bit of Play-Doh. We used every bit.
Nice. All 4 of those little containers.
Yeah.
Including the multicolored wave pattern.
My one criticism is that we didn't have enough colors to work with. We only had 4.
Yeah. You could have developed multiple skins, really.
I know.
More colors.
It could have been amazing.
Oh, well.
What did you guys think about the roles?
They were good.
Yeah, it's fun, kind of fun.
Yeah.
It was, I think it's pretty clever because we were never able to get too far off track because the information came in at the right time and
true.
Kind of filled in the gaps enough. At the same time, you had enough room to kind of just make things up.
Do your own.
Just kind of fun.
But I just feel like the level of information dropped off severely over the course of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just me, but I didn't actually get any information about this presentation at all.
That's true.
Nothing.
I got the spreadsheet.
I didn't even get an email. Like, that was it. So, yeah, I feel like that was slightly lacking. But then, you know, fill in the blanks on your own, level of creativity upped.
Well, I think that was an issue I kept finding with regard to
what to do.
Well, no, but also, yeah, when I was reporting about what each of us was doing, I was often confused as to what you were doing.
That wasn't doing much.
And then I also felt like, you know, a lot of our discussion would center around specifically what my task was, because that was kind of the interface portion, which is what the whole project was about.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
But, and then in the end, I think our jobs kind of melded together.
Yeah,
that
was fun.
Which
I think
is fine.
The most helpful thing out of everything was getting the PowerPoint slides already put together for you.
Yeah,
because if we didn't have that, there's no way we could have got all that done in time.
Very much so.
Cool.
And I think your leadership was quite good.
It was really good.
She said, she actually made a comment off on that, boy, you're getting into this. And I think it's true. I felt like I got way too into it.
That's kind of a good thing, though.
I felt like I slipped through it a lot.
Gave the rest of us some structure to work with, so hey.
I don't know.
So is that the first time you've taken on that kind of role?
The first time I've ever done anything like, project management. I usually organize crap. It's one thing to do, you know, set up a party with your friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A little different.
But you guys felt that you could keep the suspension of disbelief kind of like the role.
Yeah.
The,
Except for a couple moments where it just got out of hand and I knew we were all lying to our teeth. Other than that.
I have to admit, as soon as we started, I mean, as soon as we got the Play-Doh.
I can only imagine.
You know, the whole concept of really trying to stick with reality went out the window.
Yeah. Maybe Legos, you know?
Possibly.
I feel with Legos, too, like a remote control. Or a spaceship. We should just have spaceship Legos. Do you guys ever used to build spaceships with Legos?
Yeah.
Still
Everybody
have.
Knows.
Totally.
Best spaceships ever. You guys felt like there was enough teamwork and all?
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know. I was just.
No, we didn't actually. I mean, other than minor discussion at meetings, there wasn't, except for the actual building.
Yeah.
But
it's true,
I feel like if this was a team project, there actually would have been much more of the collaborative, like brainstorming, use the board. Well, and this would have been 6 months worth of work, not like 3 hours worth of meetings.
I mean, I think had the issue been more serious, we probably would have brainstormed more during our meetings.
That's true.
Yeah. Of course, I'm conscious of the idea of the project manager asking if you guys feel like there's a team. You know, it's that kind of like hmm.
Yeah, that is kind of.
But yeah, interesting. It's kind of fascinating, isn't it? In the whole process of.
I wonder why. Is there anything about the way that we got so much information? What was it that kept us from going to the board?
I don't know. I don't know if there was a.
Mine was the mics. I didn't feel like getting up and down and dealing with all these wires.
Yeah,
I was afraid
that's
I was going to
break
something.
The mics are loose, and each time you get up, it's a possibility of tripping over something or getting tangled. Or.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what I would have shown on that board.
True. But it didn't even occur to me as an option. I mean, I don't know that I would have, but I know that I consciously didn't.
I mean, it's just like the paper. I don't know what I really needed the paper for.
True.
Because I've got this laptop.
Yeah.
And I just used it because it was literally right in front of me.
Yeah.
I want to see the output files from these from the digital paper. I want to see what my handwriting looks like digitized, because my handwriting is crap.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see what it looks like in PDF format or something.
Usually I would do a lot more doodling too, but I didn't.
I know. I felt like I needed to be professional, so I didn't like draw all over my paper and stuff. Okay, well, not entirely, but still. I drew less than I usually do.
I'm curious about what the debriefing is going to be like. You know, like what is the, what exactly we're looking for here.
So is this all I need to get through?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the new ideas found bit is about.
New ideas.
Did it just say in the email that we need to discuss that?
Well, that's the thing. I got in the email, I got this PowerPoint file, but this slide was.
That slide
there.
Was like that?
Mm-hmm. I didn't change this one at all.
Hmm. Well.
And I guess we're on the right track.
Yeah, well.
Any new ideas with regard to
remote
control concepts?
No.
I kind of like
I think they still do their job.
Yeah,
you're fine, actually.
I am thinking outside the little square box, though. Literally.
Yeah.
In, like, form.
Maybe a circle would be all right.
Yeah.
Different.
It does kind of make you wonder. I mean, how much can you do with a remote control? It's like inventing a new car. Yeah,
so
yeah, you
gotten
can.
It's technically car-shaped and won't fit on the road.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Okay.
Kind of.
So this was.
We're back into.
I don't know. I think this is.
Well, how long was our meeting supposed to be? How much time?
40-ish. I we should go on a bit. Yeah, about the project eval. I don't know about you guys, but I felt like a bit understimulated on the whole thing. Like what am I really doing? You know, what is.
Yeah. At the beginning, it started out, and I felt actually, like, under pressure, like, the first couple taking a lot of work, and I was, like, had, like, all this brainstorming I was doing, and then suddenly I was like, well, it's just another two-minute presentation that you guys don't really care about anyway, so,
I think it was the real
you know what I mean? Like, we also knew where we were headed with it, so it didn't feel
definitely
it mattered anymore.
When I first filled out the question, I was marking it probably higher in terms of how much I had to, how much I stressed over it, and then by the time I got to the last one, I was like,
whatever.
Yeah.
I think there's also a realization of you basically just copy and paste what's given to you into your presentation, which wasn't so clear to me at the beginning.
I actually didn't do that at all, though. Every single one, all the presentations, I either added slides or edited them.
Oh, I added like 5 slides.
See, I only got blank ones.
I just got blank ones.
What? Really?
My slides were all blank. They'd have a title, maybe.
Yeah, mine
and they were just empty.
Me too.
Did they not have, they didn't like, mine, yeah, they didn't come like this, like with. This is what it looks like. This
like
is
with
what
those
that
words
looks
already
like.
On it?
Literally, just like that.
I wonder why yours always looked so more complicated.
I didn't even slides.
I think I added a slide one time.
I added many slides every time.
Hey, with the whole new background and being innovative.
That was
yeah.
pretty cool.
That was class.
It's high moment of experiment.
Interesting. Any other thoughts come to mind?
I want to know how our product would fare. I can't
I
just
think it would
it.
Fail.
I think it would take extensive
especially
marketing.
Like that.
Okay, an apple with a red button on top. Even I am skeptical. But you know the whole.
Even you.
Yeah.
We kind of designed it to look a little bit like. Face.
Everybody's
happy face.
Actually, that looked a lot more like a tongue than previous to
builds.
Some other design modifications. I hope you appreciate the incorporation of some tinfoil from a random kickstart that happened to be consumed.
By accident.
Interesting.
Well, an interesting day, all in all.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So again, I reiterate my question of how different we are compared to the other groups, especially between culture groups.
I know.
I know.
Mm.
It seemed like everything flowed pretty logically, you know, from the basics to the concept. Although, the whole concepts phase, I don't think I really understood, like, the concept. Well, the idea, okay, the notion
it's just
of...
a functional item.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I have a concept of a mug's material. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, maybe rather than concepts, it should be thought of, we should, I thought of rather than in terms of concept, I thought of it in terms of, like, proposed idea. And then the final would be like the actual specified prototype or whatever. I don't know. Oh no, it's kind of interesting.
So we have more slides? Or?
No, just this closing one. And we've established that the costs weren't really within budget, but we could, you know.
We
do
got it.
It
to be.
We did the project evaluation based on what Sarah's evaluation of on off switches.
No, it was really technically an evaluation of the product, not the project in general.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not sure is the same thing. At the time, that just. It made more sense, but I could see if they were really asking about us.
Yeah. Because we did, we had a fun think about it. Yeah. And it's all recorded. Woo! And what I'm gonna put I'm supposed to do this final report thing at the end, so I'll put all that into the final report as well, or as much as seems like maybe not like that. Articles and stuff like because and if and so forth, but I'll put most of it in the reports.
It'd be so cool
make
if we get a copy of the recording.
I've done transcription before, and it's really ridiculous how many words people say like just in the middle of their sentences like that mean nothing.
There's a whole branch of psychology that looks into that, psycholinguistics.
What the
there's a guy studying it here. Yeah, he's studying ums and ahs or something.
Yep, they're called disfluencies.
Disfluencies.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah, we like our fancy phrases and terminologies for
just
things.
Just add some prefixes. Sounds classier.
Exactly. I will save this into the project.
I find myself hitting the send and receive button on the email a lot.
Pretty compulsively.
yeah, I know.
Like something. Yeah.
Come on, give me some information. Well, to be fair, we're all hooked on the internet.
Yeah.
So I mean,
and
I do.
We are addicts.
That's scary, yeah?
It is scary.
Mm.
I'll just throw in that A there.
I know, imagine, we went the first 15 years of our lives without the internet. It's only in the last 10 that we're like, where's the internet? I mean, you know, just in the past 5, we've gone from 28.8 modems to broadband all the time.
Dude,
true.
I think we've had internet for like 18 years.
No, we have, but not in the sense that it's so, you know,
but
ubiquitous.
It's not regular. I mean, my grandparents had it in the 80s, and I got it in 94, but still.
It's crazy. So,
in the 80s?
My grandma does computer science back in the States, and so they had an EDU and Gov network.
Mm.
There's basically the fundamental structures, but it wasn't household yet, because
right.
It hadn't been...
Yeah, it was to the, like,
partitioned
seven
off and stuff.
Or something.
Yeah, that was him.
You guys ready to celebrate?
Yeah, that's our last step.
Does that include, like, champagne or something exciting?
Should.
I guess so.
We can probably call that meeting to an end.
I think that's
part.
A closer.
Cool.
It's been 40 minutes or whatever. It's going to happen.
Celebrate.
Yeah.
Where'd you find that?
I have no idea.
Is that the only song you have?
There's another one.
Is this Windows Media Player?
Huh? Yeah.
That's awesome.
The default track.
Yeah.
I thought it was David Burns looking to the eyeball. That's the one it seems to be shipping with shipped with for a while. Maybe this is a new version.
So is that a close?
Yeah, I guess we'll call that
okay,
a dinner.
The end of the meeting.
Fab.
Thank you, gentlemen. I feel like I'm signing off.